Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam, my dear. Allah, my Lord.
His word, Quran.
Muhammad, Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamun alaikum, dear listeners. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you all. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is Youth Station. I'm your host, Hassanain, from India. And we have our co-host with us, Sister Asma. Salaamun alaikum,
yes,
sister.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Assalamu
Inshallah,
alaikum.
You're well. And both of us, we all welcome you to the show.
Yes.
How are you, Sister Asma?
I'm good, thank you. How's everything with you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Sister Asma, may Allah bless you, first of all.
And you too, of course. And the audience.
And the audience as well, all the believers. May Allah bless them all.
We hope everything is just going fine with every single one of you.
Inshallah.
The youth, sisters and brothers from all around the world. Happy to be here with you again.
Like all these prayers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have got so many prayers, so many supplications from A'imma Athar alayhi salam. So out of all these, what do you think, if you specifically talk about du'as and supplications for the youth?
Yes.
What do you think, you know, would be the best one? Or what do you advise or suggest to our youth? Let's go step by step. Let's talk about supplication. When we say supplication or du'a, what do we mean by that?
Well, there are some specific prayers that are like our heritage. We have them in the Islamic heritage. Some very beautifully said prayers. Which everyone uses whenever they're in need of speaking to God, or they want to ask God for some specific things, but they do not know how to put it into words. Then we have some prepared sort of du'as. We call them supplications, yes, from Ahl Bayt.
So supplication is basically asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And their sources is just, how to say it, it's pretty much assured. No one can reject them. And as I said, they have said everything you want to say in a much beautiful language and to the point.
So we have so many du'as. So now, like, if you talk about du'as for the youth or supplications for the youth.
Have you ever been in a situation where you thought there's a need for you as a youth to go for those supplications?
Yeah, I always, you know, feel the need for that supplication.
And which one is more close to your heart? What supplication?
There's one supplication that we usually recite in Namaz Ghufayla, or Salat al-Ghufayla, that's recited between Maghrib and Isha.
Yes.
Like, it's a short dua. Like, it won't take more than a minute for you to recite, and, like, it won't take more than 5 minutes for you to memorize it.
Yes.
It's like, Allahumma anta waliyun ni'mati wal qadiru ala talibati ta'lamu hajati.
That's very beautiful.
So, oh Allah, like, you are my Lord, you are superior, and you know what I need.
You know all my needs.
Yeah, you know all my needs. So as of now that you know all my needs, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِحَقِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ. So now I ask in the name of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. لَمَّا قَضَيْتَ لِي. So grant my needs.
Since
so,
you know my needs.
Yeah, you know all my needs. What do I need? You're the best knower. You know everything.
Yes.
So I pray this all the time, you know. I feel like, you know, it's a, you know, shortcut of all the du'as instead of asking.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
the
it's got everything
concise format
in this,
which puts everything inside of
it. It's got everything in this du'a. Like, you know all the needs, you know, you just
give. Exactly. When I was perhaps 17 or 18, I was interested in literary texts a lot. By accident, so much accidentally, I got familiar with du'a al-Abu Hamza al-Thamali.
Oh, that's a long, lengthy
so,
one.
Yes, it's very lengthy.
But beautiful words in there,
but very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like a literary text. You're going through so much of words. Everything, as if somebody is talking out your tongue.
Yeah. Anyone doesn't know about that dua, it's a dua from Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi
salam. Exactly, yes. It's very beautiful. Everything you need, everything you want to say has been put into words in a much beautiful and masterly they've been put together. So it's clearly evident to everyone that it has come from a master.
Can you tell us anything, you know, the favorite part of yours from that dua?
Yes, of course. Anyone is interested to get to read that dua, well, it is available already in Mafatih al-Jinan.
Yeah, and even so, you get it on internet, like
yes,
you just search
course,
for it. You also get the translation in your own language.
Mm-hmm. In all the languages, you could have the translation of your own language, of your interest. Well, my favorite part, well, there are actually many parts of it that could be considered as my favorite, but there is a part in which I am introducing myself.
Uh-huh.
I am this, I am that. Oh God, oh Allah, you know all the wrong things I have done in my life, yet you are so patient with me in a way that I think I have done nothing. You give me so much of opportunities, so I think I have done nothing.
Very beautiful. Like, if we read this dua, there are all beautiful verses in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my favorite verses in this dua is when Imam says, Ilahi, in adkhaltani an-nar fa fi dhalika surur aduwak. Like, you know, there's all this Arabic, like, skipping that. I'll just move on to the translation.
Yes, just
part.
To the translation. Yeah.
Oh Lord, if you put me in hell, your enemy will be happy.
Yes.
But if you put me into Jannah or heaven,
yes,
your Nabi, your Prophet
your
will be happy.
Your companion would be happy.
Yeah,
with
your
that.
Prophet will be happy. Lord, I know that the happiness of your Prophet is dearer to you than the happiness of your enemy.
It's so much beautiful,
like,
you know? Plenty much of beautiful concepts in that dua. Every time I have a problem, every time
like
I feel
these
like...
These words are so meaningful. Like,
yes,
you know, if you
so
sit
meaningful.
And reflect on these
and
words.
And giving you so much of hope.
Yeah.
Still, you think life is not over. You can do a lot of things. Still, you have chances to change. And God would be always protecting you, supporting you.
Yeah, there's a whole idea about duas. These are basically from Imam alayhi salam. So in these duas, sometimes we see that, you know, Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam, they're seeking for forgiveness.
Yes.
Whereas they're ma'asoom, they're infallibles. They don't commit any sins. What are they seeking forgiveness for? So, you know, this is the whole thing, the whole idea about this dua is to teach us how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, by seeking forgiveness, they're teaching the believers, you know, how you can put your request, like whatever your needs in words. And
your wishes.
Yeah, your wishes, like how you ask your Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I've heard this from Imam, if I'm not mistaken, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, that, oh Allah, because you have asked me to make dua or to supplicate, I supplicate. Just because you have asked me to.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, I don't have the capability to tell you what is good for me.
Yes, that's very beautiful.
Like, Allah is the best knower, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything. So I cannot tell you what is good for me. You know everything.
Yes.
Just because you have asked me to pray, I pray and I ask dua.
You know what? I think all these supplications, they do not have any specific age. Everyone can read them and enjoy them. And everyone can get whatever they want from those duas. Because they are very, as I said, just close to heart, you feel like you are speaking.
Yeah.
But if you have devoted so much of time and energy, you could have never put them in that beautiful way.
Right.
So they are ready for you to enjoy.
Yeah, that's what we all pray, that may Allah give us the tawfiq so that we can look into different duas and,
exactly.
You know, we learn how to make duas.
Mm-hmm, yes. That's also a thing we should consider, that Allah should give us the blessing of going through those du'as and reciting.
So, Sister Asma, as you mentioned that, you know, these du'as are not for some specific age group of people.
Yes, yes.
So for that, I wanted to mention that, you know, as we started a topic with du'a for youth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you know about youth, like, who are the youth?
Mm-hmm.
Youth, as we all know, that youth are referred to as the young people of the society?
Yes, the young people.
But there's a hadith from narrative from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that in that narrative, Imam is saying to Sulaiman, one of his companions, he's saying that, you know, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ashabul Kahf as young people, whereas they all were old.
Uh-huh.
But why is he mentioning them to as young people? Why is he mentioning them to as youth, Ashabul Kahf?
Because he wants to drag the attention towards the youth.
No, but why is the need? He's mentioning these old people. Why is Allah mentioning Ashabul Kahf?
Yes.
As youth. And the reason is, he's mentioning them as youth because they believed in Allah. The iman was strong. Like anyone having iman and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart
right
needs
now,
to be
I
young,
get your
right?
meaning. Yes. Like, so there's no age.
That's the main factor, yeah.
Youth is in your heart. Yeah. It must be in your heart. Yeah. And age does not really matter that much.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Since we're talking to the audience who are considered to be the youngsters, the youth, well, it's very good for them if they have never devoted a specific time for that. It's very good to go through these Islamic heritage because they have plenty of notions to convey to you, plenty
exactly.
of things and ideas to give you. Then maybe you would change your point of view or maybe the way you look at everything.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Every time I go through them, it's like I'm reading it for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Every time it gives you a new idea, a new meaning out of it.
Yeah, you get a new understanding out of it. Like, and one more advice, which I advise to myself first and then to our dear listeners. You know, people usually when they're depressed, like when they're going to different phases, they visit psychologists. Right? So
They pay so much for the psychologist.
What I advise is, you know, just start reading these du'as.
Exactly.
And just spread a mat, just spread a sajada. And talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's very
just
good.
Tell him
just
all
bear
the problems
your soul
in your
out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just get alone for some time. Just you and your Lord.
Yes.
Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That would really affect your
And seek. Like, whatever
psyche,
you want.
Really.
So, like, this is the best thing. You know, one of the scholars, when the... You know these fidget spinners?
What is it?
Like, fidget spinners are the things that, you know, you spin it. Like, one point of time. Like,
yes.
these were really trending. Like,
yes,
all over
yes.
the world. Like, these were really trending. So, one scholar, he didn't know about the spinners. So, he asked a young child, like... I mean, he was young in the sense, like, he was in his 20s or 30s. He asked him, like, my son, what's this? He said, these are fidget spinners. So what happens with this? He said that, you know, it relieves your stress and all, your depression. Like, just try and spin tasbih once. Just take tasbih in your hand and just check how much that has an effect on you.
Yes, yes, that's very true. So just to wrap it up and to give you the gist, there are plenty of amazing and awesome and meaningful du'as and supplication out there. Whenever you get into terrible, trust me, this time go by this. So I don't want to call it advice because I'm just as like as you. But it's sometimes good to go for the experienced people and see what they have done in their life. When... The experienced people always told me it's good to find refuge in Allah and in du'as. So whenever you talk to God, like in a lonesome situation, you just bare your heart and soul for Him, then you would find it's so effective and it would have such a relieving point and effects on you. Then you would always find refuge in them. So go for them. It would be so amazing. There are plenty of those amazing du'as in Mafatih al-Jinan, so you can find them everywhere.
Yeah, and one more thing before just wrapping up the show, like to just get into this ocean of supplication, like just to start it, like in the beginning, you don't really have to be read long, lengthy du'as.
Yes, yes.
So just, you know, start just talking to Allah in your own words. Just share your problems with Him. Allah knows everything.
Exactly.
But still... When you talk to him, you know, there's a hadith from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
It feels like you have a friend when you talk to him.
Exactly. Nothing is more beloved to Allah than a youth, than a young person.
Yes.
You know, returning to his...
The source of his being.
Exactly. So thank you so much. That's all the time we had for today. Thank you to your listeners for staying with us. And thank you, Sister Asma.
Yes, thank you.
Inshallah, we'll see you in the next episode. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma anta waliyun ni'mati wal qadiru ala talibati. Ta'lamu hajati fa as'aluka bihaqq Muhammadin wa alih. Alayhi wa alayhim as-salam. لما قضيتها لي. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.